Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Hello, Ed. Listen, we're going to tee you off. Hi, Martha. Yeah. Just a sec. Honey, it's for you.
Oh, I guess she wants to shorten her blue dress.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I've really been worried about that.
Honey, we're trying to set up a golf game, so could you make it fast?
Oh, it'll only take a second. Hi, Martha. Good. She's going to take it up an inch.
Marvy.
No, I wouldn't take it up any more than an inch, because when you sit down, it'll rich up.
Rich up? What does that mean? Ooh.
Well, listen, Martha, I'm in the den, and Mike wants to use the phone, so I'll call you back later, okay? Bye.
Hello, Ed. Listen, we...
Who? Alice? Yeah, just a minute.
Alice! Telephone!
I'll take it in the kitchen.
Sam, the butcher. Since when does a butcher call at 8 o'clock at night?
Since he and Alice have been dating. Be glad. You should see the difference in the cuts of meat we've been getting.
Listen, you know, with you and Alice and the kids on the phone all the time, it's a wonder I ever get a call. Now, it's not just golf games either. Now, sometimes I get business calls in the evening.
Darling, Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time we got a second phone. No, I mean, you've added three daughters and a new wife to your household. Well, that's four extra mouths.
Mm-hmm, at the very least.
Michael.
No, you're right. No, a second phone should solve everything.
Well, just call me your little problem solver.
Okay, you're my little...
Oh, don't you dare.
Hello, Ed. Just a second.
Marcia!
Yeah, that's what solved the whole problem, man. Kids have their phone in the family room. I have mine here in my den. After you hear from Harry, call me up and tell me what time we tee off. Call me anytime. I'm the master of my fate and the captain of my phone. Yeah. Goodbye.
It's just Sammy boy.
And you wash it with that meat cleaver. You don't have to prove you're a butcher.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Say, that was a great roast we had the other night.
Thanks. This ain't a bad little lamb chop right here, either. Ready to go?
Sure, as soon as I get this in a cast.
Well, if an inch isn't short enough, shorten it another inch. You've got nice knees. Oh, dear, it's Martha. Did you want to use the phone?
Oh, of course not. You're talking to a man with two phones.
Good, because Martha can't figure out what to do with her knees.
Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to call Marty.
That was Mike. Since he has his own phone, you've never seen a happier man.
Okay, Harv. But this is my last offer for your bike. Now, I'll add my baseball mitt, my autographed picture of Raquel Welch, and my pet white rabbit. And I think that's a real good deal for you, Harvey.
Greg.
Yeah, Dad.
Say, what happened to the rules? You're not supposed to be in the den, and you're supposed to use the other phone unless it's an emergency.
Well, this is an emergency. Listen, if I don't unload that rabbit in a hurry, we're going to have dozens of them.
Greg?
And besides, Mom's using our phone.
Okay. Finish your call. Maybe your mother's through on the other phone, but just this once.
All right.
Of course you could always bleach your freckles, Dory. But sometimes it does something funny to your face. I don't see what's wrong with freckles. I got lots of them. Is there something wrong, Dad? Isn't this the phone I'm supposed to use?
Oh, yeah, it's the phone you're supposed to use. I guess I'll just have to get Greg off the other phone.
Well, if you insist on bleaching them, Dory, don't use too much. You'll wind up with white freckles instead of brown ones.
Jerry, I didn't say the new math wasn't hard. I said you should stop mixing up the old math with the new math. Some kids just haven't got it up here.
Yeah, like, for example, kids who've been told not to use their father's den and not to use their father's phone. Listen, suppose somebody's trying to reach me right now on business.
You said it's okay if it's an emergency, and he's going to flunk math if I don't talk to him.
That makes it an emergency for him, but not for you.
He's my best friend, and if he flunks, his dad will get real mad at him. He's not a slow guy like you.
None of that stuff. Oh, all right, maybe you better help, Jerry, and hurry up.
Thanks, Dad. I just said the new math wasn't hard. I said you should stop mixing up the old math with the new math. Got me?
Phyllis, believe me, if George Wilson deliberately ignored you twice today in school, that's the best, the greatest, the most definite sign of interest. Now take my word for it. If George ignores you for 2 or 3 more days, that proves he's crazy about you. Now don't worry, just make sure to be at the benches by recess.
Two phones, and it's worse than it was before.
What do you mean?
Oh, now we've got two phones, and I can't call out. Nobody can call me either, because they're both always busy. Boy, as much as I hate it, I'm going to have to issue an ultimatum. Emergency or no emergency, those kids can't use my phone.
My phone?
Yeah, our phone.
Well, anyway, dear, I do agree with you. The kids do need an ultimatum.
And that's the way it's going to be from now on. No more excuses. And no more emergencies, because the phone in my den is for my use and for Mother's use exclusively. Now, you kids have this phone in here, and that's the one you use. Okay. Is that clear now? Huh? Good. Let's hope that solves the phone problem.
No, I'm sure it will.
I'm telling you, Harvey, you'll never get an offer like this the rest of your life.
Will you get on the phone? I was supposed to call you.
From bad to worse to impossible.
Honey, I have an idea.
Will you listen to me, Harv? Now go over the deal once more. But believe me, this is my final offer, so listen carefully. Hold on a sec. What gives?
That's how much time you're allowed on the phone. And when the sand runs out, it's goodbye, Charlie.
I'm talking to Harvey.
Then it's goodbye, Harvey.
Oh, Harv, listen, my time's limited, so you're going to have to make up your mind right away. On the other hand, if you still want a dicker...
Insurance. Dollars and no cents. Phone bill. I know it's the phone bill. Take a look at the grand total this month.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. I thought that was a national debt.
Maybe I better be running along. Something in the kitchen may be boiling or freezing or something.
I would like you to see this, too.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's impossible.
Well, it's that second phone. Well, the toll calls alone. There are five times as many units as we're allowed. Those kids are using that phone constantly, and we have got to do something drastic.
Like what?
Get them to start writing letters?
Alice.
Sorry.
Excuse me while I show this bill to a certain group of children. It's amazing how such a simple thing like a phone can become such a big problem. So many other things have come up with the kids. We've managed to solve them, and, you know, here we are hung up on the phone.
Hung up? Mike.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm serious. Now, we got a wonderful bunch of kids. I mean, really marvelous. They don't play hooky. They don't lie. They're not fresh. And, boy, they just won't stay off of that phone.
Well, all our friends with kids have big phone bills, too.
Oh, honey, not as big as ours. Have you seen those toll charges? I think our kids are talking to the astronauts on the moon.
Honey, where are you?
Look, there's got to be a solution to this. There must be some way to keep those kids from using that phone 24 hours a day and to teach them the value of money.
Well, if you think the phone's expensive, wait till you get the bill for the new carpeting.
What new carpeting?
The one you're wearing out, pacing back and forth.
Hey, Mrs. Pfeiffer, that chicken is guaranteed to melt in your mouth.
And how is my favorite little filet today, huh?
I see you raised your tongue again. You ought to be arrested for charging those prices for something that can't even talk.
You got a lot of nerve looking down your nose at my tongue. That's a good one, huh, Alice?
Is that supposed to be a New York cut? What race did it run in?
Hey, something's wrong. When you start to criticize Sam's meat, something is definitely wrong.
Now, suppose you tell old Sam all about it.
Something's wrong, all right.
Here, I'll go put this sign up in the door, and then we can talk. Now, why don't you let old Sam put a smile back on your face, huh? Boy, you really are upset.
You bet your sweet pig's knuckles I am.
Come on, let's sit back here and relax.
On a crate?
This is a butcher shop, not a furniture store.
I'm sorry.
Here, put it right there. No splinters.
Thanks.
Now, why don't you just spill it all out? Big Sam is listening.
Well, I get upset when there's a problem at the Brady house, and right now we got a butte.
Well, now, maybe it isn't all that bad. Maybe you're just making a meatloaf out of a hamburger.
Pretty bad, all right. Mr. Brady's been getting phone bills that are driving him right up the wall. He's upset with the kids, and that's making Mrs. Brady upset. And with Mrs. Brady upset, and Mr. Brady upset, and the kids upset, I get upset. I'm telling you, Sam, we got more upset than you got meat.
You know something, Alice? You got a bigger heart than a cow.
Sam, you sure know how to make a girl feel good. When'd you get that?
What? You see something you like?
This thing.
Oh, the payphone. Sometime last week. I had to. My customers kept using my phone all the time. Do you mind if I make a call? Do you mind if I make a call? The profits are all going right down the drain. A dime here, a dime there.
A dime here?
What?
A dime. Lend me a dime. You just gave me a great idea.
There go the profits again.
Miss Brady, kids.
Alice, what's this big thing on the wall?
What's what thing on what wall?
This big thing over here.
Oh, that thing.
Yes, that thing. What is it?
Wait a minute. I remember now. Mr. Brady called a while ago, and he said something about a big surprise. But he wants everybody to wait till he gets home to unwrap it.
Unwrap what? Now, come on, Alice. What is it?
Excuse me, I think I smell something burning. I better go take a look at my liver.
Well, guess we'll just have to wait to find out.
All right, everybody ready? Why don't you let the little kids up front where they can see?
Come on, sweetheart.
There. Yeah.
There.
Yeah, that's better. All right. We all know, in the past, that the telephone problem has been absolutely impossible.
It hasn't bothered me. Me neither.
Yeah, well, it's bothered me, and it's bothered our household budget. Fortunately, I have the solution to the problem, and this is it. Ta-da!
Hey, well, that looks like a pay telephone.
It is a pay telephone.
I mean, that looks like a real pay phone.
Precisely. Didn't you notice the other one was gone, the other phone?
Hey, it is gone. I don't dig.
What's the point?
The point is, this payphone is for all you kids, and the household budget stops taking a beating. From now on, you will be given an addition to your allowance for 2 calls per day. After that, any call you make will be deducted from your regular allowance.
Did you say 2 calls a day?
That's right. The rest comes out of your allowance.
But I average at least 10.
Then there goes your allowance. This payphone will teach you children not to monopolize the phone, and you'll have to be especially careful about toll calls. Incidentally, did you know that every call you make to Martha is a toll call?
Oh, well, you don't expect me to use that thing.
You're very good. You can use my phone in the den.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
2 calls? Even when you're arrested, you get to make 1 call.
Yeah, and that one you make to your lawyer.
Come on, let's go tell him how we feel.
We don't want a payphone. You can't lie on the floor and talk.
That'll make your call shorter, won't it?
Well, suppose we promise to be more careful.
Sorry, son. We tried discussion. We tried egg timers. We tried even threats. Nothing worked.
That's right, Greg.
Now you use the payphone.
But, Dad...
Sorry, Marcia. Maybe this is going to solve the problem. Dismissed.
Oh, boy.
Do you know how hard it is to get a payphone? You know all the red tape I had to go through with the phone company?
Do you know how much this is going to cost us?
2 calls per child, 6 kids, $1.20, $36 a month.
Well, that's more than our phone bill was last month.
Well, honey, who says it's permanent? Look, if this payphone accomplishes the problem, we'll return it and go back to the regular phone.
Well, dear, I guess it's worth a try.
Sure, sure. Who could be calling on a payphone? Hello? I think you better dial again.
Wrong number?
I assume it's the wrong number. We're not O'Brien's Taco and Tamale Shop, are we?
Not later.
Hey, Marcia. Listen, I gotta make a telephone call. You got change for a quarter?
Yep, but I wouldn't part with it if my life depended on it.
Thanks a lot.
But, Peter, I just need a dime to make a call, and I'll give the money right back. Do you want to be known as a selfish brother?
A rich one.
Look, Martha, I can't worry any more about your dress. I've got my own problems trying to find dimes and nickels for the kids. Well, if it's that short now, then wear it as a belt. Now, Martha, I did not mean to be sarcastic. Oh, excuse me. Hi, dear.
Ask me what's new. Ask me what's new.
Listen, excuse me, Martha. Mike just walked in. Listen, honey, you look like you're just bursting with news.
I am. Listen, I'm supposed to meet with Mr. Crawford, you know, to discuss the multimillion-dollar factory complex, the one I helped design.
Yeah?
I have to call him at 6:30 to set up a meeting. And that's in about 5 minutes.
Oh, Mike, that's wonderful. Listen, Martha, Mike just came in and... Martha? Now, Martha, I told you I didn't mean to be... Well, Martha, it's nothing to cry over. Martha. Martha? Martha? Oh, Mike, I think I've hurt her feelings. She's off crying and we're still connected.
Here, let me try.
Martha? Hello, Martha! No dial tone or anything, just distant sound. Martha! I'm supposed to call Crawford at 6:30 and you don't keep multimillionaires waiting. Martha!
Martha, Martha, please come back. Mike has to use the phone.
Honey, never mind. I'll use the phone in the other room.
Okay.
Martha, Martha.
Martha. Martha. That's the thanks I get for helping her with her dress.
Hi, Sam.
Good evening, Mr. Brady.
Sam got here early. He's taking me to a movie tonight.
Somebody has to take us one of them pictures with an R rating when she ain't 16 yet.
Have fun, kids. Hello, Mr. Crawford?
Calling, please.
This is Michael Brady. He's expecting my call.
Mr. Crawford's on another line. Would you wait, please?
Certainly.
Mr. Brady?
Yes, Mr. Crawford?
I'm sorry, sir. This is Mr. Crawford's secretary. Mr. Crawford had to take a London call. He'll be with you in a few moments.
Well, I'll wait if I may.
Hello?
Mr. Crawford?
Yes, this is Crawford.
This is Michael Brady.
Oh, yes, the plans for the new factory complex. Are they complete?
Yes, sir, they are. I thought we might discuss them over dinner. Do you like the candlelight room at the Royal Hotel?
Fine. Best food in town.
Well, nothing but the best when you're discussing multi-million dollar deals. That's our firm's policy.
Deposit another 10 cents, please.
10 cents?
Did I hear an operator asking for 10 cents?
Mr. Crawford, you just hang on for a minute. Oh, my God. Hang on, Mr. Crawford. Hang on, Mr. Crawford. Be back. Now, Miss Garvey, you still there?
Carl, Alice, help! I need another dime!
A dime? Oh, my, the kids cleaned us out of change.
Oh, wait a minute. I got dimes.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Carl, help yourself.
Well, no wonder the kids haven't been able to find any dimes. You had them all.
Oh, Alice.
What happened, dear?
The operator cut me off because I didn't have another dime.
Oh, darling.
Well, call him back, Mr. Brady. Here's plenty of dimes.
Call back Mr. Crawford and explain why I was discussing a multi-million dollar deal and couldn't deposit another 10 cents. On the other hand, what have I got to lose?
Right. Come on.
Wait, I want to hear how it comes out.
Come on.
It was my dime.
Hello, Mr. Crawford. This is Mike Brady again.
Well, frankly, Mr. Brady, I'm not accustomed to doing business with a company which has to use pay telephones.
Mr. Crawford, the payphone is in my house.
Your house? Well, that doesn't exactly restore my faith in you or your company, Mr. Brady.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have other calls waiting.
Mr. Crawford, let me explain. You see, I have 6 children, and I could never get to use my own phone, and besides, they were running bills up that were out of sight.
A payphone. Payphone in your house. That's a very interesting idea.
I have 3 teenagers of my own, and I know what you mean.
Tell me something. Has the payphone solved your problem?
Oh, yes, it's worked fine, with the single exception of my phone call to you.
Well, maybe that worked fine, too. Did you say the candlelight room of the Royal Hotel?
Yes, sir. You name the day.
Friday at 8 would be fine. I'll see you then.
We're all set.
Oh, Mike, that's marvelous.
Yes. Thanks to you and the kids and that, that silly box. Minutes, you'll never be able to tell there was a phone attached to it.
The kids are thrilled to have their regular phone back again, and I'm sure they've learned a very valuable lesson.
I'm kind of surprised you took out the payphone, Mr. Brady. It brought you good luck in that big deal with Mr. Crawford.
It certainly did. In fact, I think it might have been the payphone that clinched it.
Seems kind of a shame you took it out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alice. If you get lonesome for a payphone, I can give you the address of a home that's got one.
Well, Mr. Crawford?
You better believe it.